feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got some areas of dense fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 60s. This is KPR.
KPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, Bible sales have boomed in recent years. We'll hear from Bob Smetana of Religion News Service about what's behind the trend. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. What a great way to get into the holiday spirit. Join us at KPR's annual Big Band Christmas coming to Liberty Hall Saturday night, December 13th. The KC Jazz Orchestra will once again be serving up Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket, so get yours now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. You can find out more about KPR's Big Band Christmas at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
We've got some areas of dense fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today. Highs in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Emporia, 36 in Atchison, 38 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Mount Rushmore is one of the most iconic landmarks in the United States, but the making of the sculpture was rocky.
If you look at the memorial, you'll see granite boulders that were blown off the mountain by dynamite. And those were initially going to be removed, but the memorial ran out of money.
A new book describes the history of Mount Rushmore. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Find out more about Good Shepherd on this week's Prairie Journal. I drove out to Manhattan last week and talked to the folks there. Learn all about the good work they're doing. Also on this week's Prairie Journal, Las Madres, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women in Kansas. It's a conversation with award-winning author Dennis Garcia, part of our Kansas Notable Book Series. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
We've got some areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Doris Duke Foundation.
from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just about a minute and a half away. Then join us later today for the on-care broadcast of 105 Live. Today on 105 Live, Nick Carswell takes a dive into some deep cuts by Kansas musicians, including the Draper Family Band and Joel vs. Joel. We'll also hear some live tracks from Chuck Mead and Savannah Chestnut. That's on 105 Live today at noon on Kansas Public Radio. We've got mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today, although we do still have some areas of fog this morning. Highs today in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
They say all 23 crew members were safely evacuated on Friday, and the fire is nearly contained. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. More details are emerging about a shooting Friday night near a high school in Leavenworth County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that what began as a report of a threat at a Baser home turned into a car chase, shots being fired at Baser police officers, two car crashes, and the arrest of two people. 29-year-old Mariah Huggins of Kansas City, Kansas, was the driver of the vehicle. She was taken into custody at the scene of the second crash. The other suspect, 33-year-old Andrew Amundson of Leavenworth, fled the scene on foot, broke into a nearby home, fled again. He was found hiding in a truck bed. The deputy involved in the first wreck was transported to the hospital, treated, and released. Neither suspect was injured. They're being held in the Leavenworth County Jail. Huggins on an outstanding warrant, Amundson on a pre-existing warrant. Additional charges related to Friday night's incident are expected. The KBI is continuing their investigation. In the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament, the Kansas Jayhawks are hoping to advance to the national quarterfinals for the first time in program history. The Jayhawks will face 11th-ranked Duke in Durham, North Carolina this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Last year, the Blue Devils reached soccer's version of the Final Four called the College Cup, but Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says don't underestimate KU.
This group has scored now over 50 goals. This group has now played 12 teams that are that went to the NCAA tournament. This team has beat 7 teams that competed in this tournament. This team has not lost a game outside the top 20. This team's for real.
KU enters the match with a 16-5-3 record. Duke, under first-year head coach Kieran Hall, is 15-4-1. In other sports, KU lost to Iowa State last night 38-14. K-State basketball lost to Utah 51-47. The K-State women lost to Green Bay 47-44. The KU women play Oral Roberts this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Allen Fieldhouse. And finally, the Kansas City Chiefs play the Indianapolis Colts at Arrowhead Stadium, that game at noon. This is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, pill versions of the obesity drugs now taken only as injections are on the way. We look at the science behind the pills. And will they be more affordable and accessible than shots? That story and more coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Next time on Prairie Journal, Las Madres, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women in Kansas. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for a conversation with award-winning author Dennis Garcia. He's the author of Las Madres. We'll also visit Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
I kind of love a New Year's Eve party that doesn't actually go until midnight. Mostly sunny skies today. We do have some dense fog this morning. Highs today in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Topeka, 41 in Emporia.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists and can communicate via video.
Add to your reading list this winter. It's part of a series that's been going strong for the past 13 years on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Books We Love and Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your local host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be here on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Speaking of books coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's another in our Picture This series, just in time for Thanksgiving. We'll hear about the picture book Family Feast, the chaos, the collaboration, the culinary creations, all that and more coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today, although we got some clouds in the area this morning. Highs today in the lower 60s, light winds from the south. Cloudy skies for tomorrow with an 80% chance of showers, especially in the afternoon. It's 42 degrees in Topeka, 43 in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Support for NPR comes from
.org/picturethis. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. With the latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us here on KPR for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 60s. It's 44 degrees in Kansas City.